Once again, he does it wrong. I'm Jen Page.
I'm John Curtis. And we are two nerds in a garage.
You did it wrong again. You did it wrong again. You did it wrong again. I'm going to have to start moving, pushing the button. You have a producer now, so you have one job.
So I'm supposed to hit it at the 10-second countdown?
No, you're supposed to hit it before that screen goes off, so it's a nice, smooth transition.
I knew that.
Yeah, he did know that.
Hi, nerds.
As you know, he just doesn't ever do anything like he's supposed to.
Hey, if we got the show perfect, then it's only downhill from there.
Good morning, nerds.
Good morning.
Justine's here with us already. Jason, Brian, a happy nerd day to you guys.
Oh, we got a good one today.
Yep, and Jason Smith says it right. This is going to be a tough nerdo.
It certainly will be.
So, get
into it.
Well, I would like to say hello to our nerds around the world.
Morocco, you. You still there?
Could you stop bringing up Morocco?
I know.
It's really just sad.
You're begging
for one follower. Sad.
I have a feeling Morocco.
He probably stopped because you were making him uncomfortable.
He or she, but probably.
This week's show, we're going to see just how adorable Tom Holland really is.
Really?
We're going to have thoughts on the WandaVision episode 3.
Can we stop for a moment? We have someone else on mic, our producer.
And welcome to the Nerd Dome 1984, call that it wants its movies back. Again, he gets a show rundown. We go through it, but yet he decides he wants to do what he wants anyway.
I'm going to make a fart noise right now.
I'm basically engaged to a 12-year-old.
That gives 12-year-olds too much credit. I mean, wait, me.
Yes, we want to thank our producer, Harlene Delirious, who is on the mic today because, one of the biggest reasons is she's a huge 80s fan and she doesn't even know the matchups are about to happen. And she was going to be so angry at sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
That I wanted you to hear the youth's voice.
Yes. So this 17-year-old will chime in with her vote.
I have a question before we get started, though. Have any of you guys ever done intermittent fasting? Because we're on the end of week one, I think.
Yeah.
And I'm still really hungry in
starving.
The morning.
Absolutely starving right now.
Like, are we going to get used to it at some point?
I need food.
We're only eating from noon to 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Which is actually lovely because we get our lunch, we get dinner, we get snacks.
Have you noticed it's easier at night? I'm not really hungry at night.
Well, yeah, if we have a nutritious day, I'm not hungry at night either, which is great. But I wake up starving.
Mornings are really hard.
So I keep wondering if it's going to get easier or not.
Probably not.
Justine wants to know, Summer, are you at Costco or treadmill this morning?
Summer, you got Wranglers.
Which I don't see her on here, so she better get her butt here.
She's going to get wrangled.
You better be treadmilling. Jason says the person in Morocco was just somebody in Oxnard on a VPN.
Probably.
You just killed all your dreams. And Jason is right. Today's Nerd Dome, there are too many good movies for a 16-round battle. I actually asked him how many rounds could we have if we went up. It was 32.
32.
I was like, that's too long.
But we almost had enough movies for it, but it's too long of a show.
Can we first, though, show very cute photos of Bernie Sanders?
A Bernie Sanders meme has been everywhere. My fellow nerd friends have been very diligent about sending me good ones, but you've got a collection yourself.
But I just picked the nerdy ones that relate to our show and things we talk about.
Yes.
So Holly put up number one. I'm not a Deadpool fan, but I know you guys are. But I also thought it was cute that Ryan Reynolds actually put that up. So they probably created it. Huh?
Yeah. These memes, whoever put them together, it's insane. The Photoshop jobs.
I think that'll go back. I think that would have been a better king.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know how I feel about stupid little brother being
I like Bran as king.
I would go with Bernie.
Me.
This one's kind of timely because you know the Muppets are being brought to Disney Plus.
They are. I can't wait to see the reruns, especially with Mark Hamill. This is a great grumpy old man.
This one I put in for Harley. Plus our 1984 movies, a little sneak peek. Mm-hmm. Of course, we love our Jay and Silent Bob. So
beers, smoking.
This one could be considered for me.
This is my favorite only because I feel like Bernie actually belongs in this picture. And I like that they changed it to Justice Society of America.
Uh-huh.
And this was sent to me from Summer, our nerd Summer. And it's by far, there was one of Bernie holding Grogu, but Summer sent me this and I loved it more.
Literally every circumstance in movie or TV history has a picture of Bernie in it.
Somewhere
now.
Out there.
Yes.
I have a great little button for this story.
Okay.
So Bernie put out $45 sweatshirts with that meme on it. Sold out immediately, and 100% of the proceeds are going to Meals on Wheels in Vermont.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Yep. Jason or Justine says there's one of Bernie wearing the sorting hat. So not that. Which house is Bernie in? What do you think, Carly?
I don't know. He's a Ravenclaw.
I would say Ravenclaw or Gryffindor, because he's very much about all the people and everybody getting.
That's why I put him in Hufflepuff.
No, because Hufflepuff, I don't think they'd be as vocal and as he is.
That could be a show for the future. Where everyone's houses.
Well, we almost did that when we did Nerds in Politics. We were going to put everybody in houses, yeah, but everybody was too angry all the time when we did that show, yeah. So we quit doing it.
Yeah.
Jason says his wife is doing intermittent fasting. She's doing good so far, but is she starving in the morning?
Yeah, what's her time period?
Okay, you guys want to hear some cute Tom Holland stuff?
Kate Carson says Hufflepuff all day.
Kate would know.
Schmidt out.
I want to hear some Tom Holland stuff.
this is really for Harley, but all of you. So
Tom Holland is the gift to the world.
John has been lately being a very proactive actor, and he sits down every morning and he submits himself to stuff that he fits so he can potentially get auditions and roles and work. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to inspire you with this story about Tom Holland. So first of all, he's going into audition for Spider-Man, one of the biggest franchises
in history
ever.
Right.
And his agents and managers are like, stick to the script. Marvel wants you to stick to the script. Do not veer from the script. Like, they were adamant about it.
Okay. How old is Tom Holland?
Harley, do you know?
24.
Wow.
24.
So was he maybe 21 then or something? Or earlier,
younger, probably 18 or 19.
Yeah. So he goes in, which is already scary enough as you're going into this big audition. And Robert Downey Jr. is there. He's auditioning with him. And right away, RDJ starts to riff. Right away. And Tom Holland was like, just went with it. And he knew that his agents and managers were not going to be happy about it. But he left feeling so good about the audition that he called his mom and he says, I think I got it. Which, as an actor, that's like the kiss of death one. Don't ever do
it. It is. Don't ever do it. I'm reading a book right now about auditioning. And they're like, if you think you got the audition, you didn't get it. Yeah. You didn't get the part.
Well, in his case, one of the best parts is that, good morning, Summer, she made it. Look back in the comments, there's questions for you. So one of the best stories about this whole thing was he hadn't heard from Marvel or anything, and all of a sudden there was artwork out on Spider-Man, and he was like, he sees that this article, one is he loses his computer. He flips it, falls it. He almost breaks his computer. So almost broke the mic. But he's basically telling he sees this article and he's like telling his family. He's like running. I got the part. Like Marvel hadn't called him yet. And he sees online.
Why would he do that?
What? He sees online. He's got the part. Oh. I mean, I missed part of that story. Sorry. Okay. I got all bumbled up when I hit my mic and almost broke it like the computer. He's like, I got the part. And it was, he says, obviously right about the time when Sony had got hacked. So his brother, Harry, who was tech savvy, said, no way that's real. That would have called you. They've been hacked. So then it's like, oh man, but he got the part. I thought that was cute. I don't know why the story's just coming out now. Maybe because there's new Spider-Man stuff coming out.
New Tom Holland movies coming out too. That guy's everywhere.
All right. We got a lot to get into. So let's do it. Summer says, nope, I haven't even gotten out of bed.
Good for you.
Well, it's good nice morning.
Rainy day Welcome. In Los Angeles. So,
and really quick before you get into Nerd Dome, Jason says her time periods are staggered. So one day it's 12 p.m. to 7, then it's 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. I don't think I would do that well that way.
Whoa,
I need to eat later hungers, at night. Yeah. And Augie, welcome to the Nerd Dome.
What's happening?
All day, son. Here we go. So it's 1984. And I don't even think you guys realize how many of our favorite movies were born in 1984.
I want a scientific study done about how this year, 1984, has so many good movies.
How did it happen? What was the accumulation of events to get them all to the release of this? Or what happened that they were all that good that we all love them still?
We have an overflow list. We have a rule going into today's...
So, you know, the regular brackets, there's 16. There's eight fight-offs to start.
Yes.
So we have 16 movies, but there were so many movies that were really good that we actually have an extra list.
Yes. Harley, can you please type these in as I read them off into the comment section?
Oh, I wish you would give me that. I was just going to copy and paste them all in.
Okay. Anyway, here is a list of movies that did not make our brackets, and it's insane.
Before we tell you this, though, the reason we're typing them in is because throughout the brackets, if there's one movie in this list that we're about to type in that
you all insist
needs to replace a certain movie in the list. Let's just, for instance, use a movie that's not in the list. Like, let's say Jay and Silent Bob is in our brackets, but you're like, no,
that shouldn't be there.
Goonies isn't in this, right? No. Okay. Goonies needs to be there more. And enough of you vote that in, that movie,
your movie goes into the bracket. Our movie goes out.
So we're going to type these all in right now.
So the movies that didn't make the list on 1984.
You want me to type or you got it?
Dune. All of Me. Amadeus. Is this too fast? Super typer. Mm-hmm. Romancing the Stone. Children of the Corn. Oh, I can't believe that.
These are
the
all
list.
Movies that haven't made the list.
Firestarter. Okay, sorry.
Where you at?
Let's see. Firestarter. Muppets Take Manhattan. God. Unbelievable.
Love that movie.
I know.
Purple Rain, which I think should be on the list, but we put it in the extras.
Uh-huh. Cloak and Dagger.
Which I really want to revisit again.
I don't think it should be on that list. Oh, putting this together.
The Woman in Red, he didn't agree, should be on the list. I think it's a classic.
Haven't seen it.
And
lastly, Supergirl. When we were compiling this list, I'm like, no, this movie's got to go out. This movie's got to go in. The shouting started. It was completely off the hook.
There was yelling.
So
sure.
At one point we're like, we can't talk about this anymore. Save it all for the air.
Yeah.
And she has not seen that the brackets are completely randomized. Okay. She has not seen these at all. Are we ready?
He only got to see them this time, and normally he doesn't because he made really cool intro videos for you guys.
Speaking of the first intro video, let's dive right into the Nerd Dome, people. Bracket number one. Terminator versus Bachelor Party. What's it going to be?
It's a weird pairing.
It is.
I think Terminator has to win, though. Even though Bachelor Party is a classic, it sort of gave us Tom Hanks, but I have to go Terminator. It's too important.
I am going Terminator as well.
What are you guys going? Terminator or Bachelor Party? You know your votes are really what make this bracket. Your votes count. So
youth vote, what do you got?
I don't care about either of these movies.
We got Terminator has to win from Jason. We have Bachelor Party from Brian. We have Terminator from Kate. We have Terminator duh from Jay. Hey, welcome, Jay.
Hi, Jay.
Summer says, ugh, no fair.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of that, Summer. A lot of, ugh, I can't believe it.
So add Terminator to your bracket list, please. And
Terminator,
moving on.
Bracket number two, please.
Let's dance!
Revenge of the Nerds versus
Footloose. That's a tough one.
Dun, 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 dun.
Revenge
of the Nerds is everything we're about. Footloose is everything I'm about as a director. I mean, not the movie so much. I'm not in love with the Footloose movie, but sort of it's about dance and expressing yourself and creative freedom.
Yeah.
I think I have to pick Revenge of the Nerds for this one.
I think Revenge of the Nerds by a hair.
What do you guys think?
Footloose is so classic. I don't want to lose it.
Kate says, Footloose. Jason says, Revenge of the Nerds.
Brian says Revenge of the Nerds. Kate Carter. Oh, we said that
Summer
already.
Summer says nerds.
How many is that? Are we keeping count? Or are we just saying it out?
No, I've got, I mean, right now nerds is winning.
Youth vote, what do you got?
I don't remember the last time you watched Revenge of the Nerds.
Well, when's the last time I watched Footloose?
But I watched Revenge of the Nerds fairly recently, and I don't think that you would like it. But
good point, because it's a lot more misogyny back then.
Yes, but I do prefer it over Footloose.
Oh!
Okay, that's a winner then. Revenge of the Nerds moves on.
Revenge of the Nerds it is.
All right, what's next?
Kalima.
Oh,
this is a mean pairing on a nerd event.
Podcasters, we got 16 candles and Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. You cheat, Dr. Jones.
As much as I love Indiana Jones, I'm picking 16 Candles. It's a romantic comedy. It's John Hughes. It's even hearing the music gave me heart flippies.
Yeah. Okay, going through these and putting these little intros together, I got to revisit the movies a little bit.
I told you not to do that. You cheated. You're a cheater. He cheated.
For the life of me, could not remember 16 Candles. I kept confusing it with Pretty in Pink.
But that's
so
the
I can't
point.
Vote
it,
for it.
But that's what I'm saying. You're not supposed to revisit the movies.
I know.
That's
so I'm voting for Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
All right, guys, here we go. We've got Augie, Indy, Jason, Indy, Summer, 16, Justine, 16. Oh, it's a
gender war.
Oh, Jay, Indy, even though it's the worst one.
It is. It totally is. We could have a whole conversation about that. Not including
16 on Lauren. So we're literally tied. So youth vote. You're the tiebreaker.
16.
Oh,
people.
Come on. This cannot be.
Oh, girls.
Gentlemen.
I grew up watching this movie. Okay. I love 16.
You guys
Candles.
Even said this indie's the worst one. So come on.
Okay.
I don't like
Hughes.
Indiana Jones.
We're fighting for you.
Don't forget, guys.
Ladies win.
You got movies to insert.
Is John Hughes dead?
I can't believe 16 Candles won.
In case says, though, I love my indie.
John Hughes did pass away.
So I vote for that unfairly. Uh-oh. Brian says indie. Oh, he logs off.
Wait, did
Jason
Indiana
just
Jones
unsubscribed?
Did
Jason's
Indiana Jones
bogus.
Come
well,
back?
I think what's happening is it's girls versus boys.
God damn it.
But Kate is the only, she hasn't seen 16 Candles, so she's that weird vote where she might have made Indy go over. But it happened after we called the vote, so what do you think?
16 Candles is also very much a boy movie.
What?
If you've watched the whole thing. Yes.
Incorrect.
Very misogynistic.
Boy.
It's because you don't remember it, though.
I saw parts. Nah. Nope. Bleh.
It's also not a girly movie, either.
It's girly.
No, it isn't. Okay.
Well, I don't know. Should we go back and I guess count?
All right,
the
let's count
tally?
Them up. Let's count them up.
All right, so
them.
Give me hands for Indy. Ready?
Yeah.
Indy, 16, 16, Indy, 16, Indy, 16, Indy.
Six on Indy.
And then 16.
6-5, Indy wins.
Whoa. All right, put it in. Next one's up. That's these brackets are tough, man. They cause so much heartbreak every time we do them. Oh, that is a tough pairing.
It is.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
We have a classic, like,
Beverly Hills Cop
horror movie. Like maybe the horror movies of all horror movies
versus
especially
the classic cop movie that sort of started them all. And Eddie Murphy and.
My initial reaction is to go Beverly Hills Cop right
Mine
away.
Mine was to go Nightmare on Elm Street.
Whoa.
Because one, the music gave me the chills right away.
It did.
I loved Freddy Krueger growing up. It was my favorite monster. Like yeah. I had the glove. I don't know why I don't have that glove anymore. That's so sad.
I feel like I saw it when we first started going out.
What happened to that? Huh. It's the first horror movie I accidentally got a glimpse of, and it scared the crap out of me.
Me too.
Oops. And then Beverly Hills Cop, I don't even really remember much.
What?
I don't know if I remember laughing, but I mean, I like it, I think.
It's fantastic. It lives up. I saw it maybe a year ago. Love it. So all I'm right. voting Beverly Hills Cop. I think
Kate,
we need to
Kate
give me
says
a pen, please.
Everyone had that ringtone early days of Sellies. Was that Beverly Hills or Nightmare, Kate? All right, here we go. So you're going to do some official tally?
Please.
Okay, then. We have, oh, man, these are going fast. Everybody's getting in on this one. We have Beverly Hills.
Okay.
Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills.
Oh, my God.
Nightmare. See, Augie, we agreed on that one. Beverly Hills. Hey, Levi, thanks for joining. Beverly Hills Cop, please, exclamation point.
Who's that?
Jay. Brian Beverly Hills. And Jay says because he doesn't like to be scared. My mom said I made it here for once. Mom, what are you voting? Beverly Hills Cop or Nightmare on Elm Street? She's gonna vote Beverly Hills Cop, which I think in Kate said it was Beverly Hills ringtone. Yeah. I think it won by a landslide.
Yeah, with me too. Yeah. Okay.
So Beverly Hills Cop goes forward. Oh, this is getting rough. What's next?
Turn around one fine day.
Oh,
I told you it was gonna be hard.
I know what you nerds are gonna pick, but if you don't pick Splash,
no, it's never ending story. It's never ending story. It's never ending story.
No,
it's never ending story.
Never ending story is garbage, hot trash.
Nerds.
Nerds.
Back me up.
Let's stop for a second. Let's forget the nostalgia of what you think. No, I get to speak and then you can fight for it, okay? You hold it in. Never Any Story is the movie you think you love because of the nostalgia of it. You go back and watch it. It doesn't hold up.
Garbage.
Splash, I have watched recently. It still holds up. It's still adorable. It gave us Tom Hanks. It gave us the best Daryl Hannah ever. It's an amazing movie. And I believe it's Ron Howard directed. So it gave us, everything about it is perfection. The story, the action, it's there's nothing wrong with Splash.
How can you say no to baby Tom Hanks?
Okay, I gotta go. Never Any Story. This is why. There's a reason at the end.
If you're only watching Things. If you're only listening to this, please go back and watch that clip of his face exploding.
Seriously, Never Any Story, Falcor, Luck Dragons, the music, Turn Around.
It's
There's
nostalgia.
A reason they had that song at the end of Stranger Things.
I want
okay?
you to sit and listen to it again.
I have those songs on my phone.
No, I want you to sit and watch the whole thing beginning to end. I guarantee you don't make
recently.
It through.
I probably watch it once a year.
Bull Larky.
Nah, I love that movie.
John,
Atreyu.
I've known you for however many years now, and I've never seen you watch Never End a Story once.
You know, it's going to happen.
And I want to just put this happen. Little comment up. Thank you, Lauren. Oops, sorry. Lauren says, go, Jen. What? Go, Jen.
Lauren Victoria. It shall be Never Ending Story.
Here we go.
Okay. Here we go.
And Justine said, why?
I know. These are random pairings. When I saw this pairing, I was like, I love Splash.
Augie says,
it's no Never Ending Story.
Okay, here we go.
Go.
Here we go. Kate. Okay, Splash. Jason. Never Ending Story. Splash was dumb. Jason. Go ahead and unsubscribe.
Nope. Thank you, Jason.
I actually love you on this show, Jason. You usually agree with me, so you can have that one. Summer, Splash. Jay, Never Ending Story. Brian, Never Ending Story. Levi, Never Ending Story, yes. LOL, and Splash.
What?
So his vote, you can't count Never Ending Story.
Okay.
Lauren,
wait,
Splash.
Are we counting that for Never Ending Story or Splash?
You have to give both.
Okay. That's both. We can't set a precedent where everyone can vote for both movies.
You can't just count one.
Then we can't count either.
Exactly. Okay. That's my point.
All right,
I was not. Oh, you're so annoying. Lauren, Splash. Mama, Splash.
Dead to
Brian's
me.
Angry about the Never Ending Story thing. He says, take the mic away from the producer.
But he
I stand by what I
story, right?
But Kate agrees and says, exactly, trash movie, Never Ending.
Wait, so she voted for Never Ending Story?
No, did she?
Yes.
But why would you vote for it if you said it's trash, Kate? I'm so confused.
She voted for Never Ending Story.
Justine says those are her two favorite movies ever, but she votes for Splash.
What?
And Summer, did we already get Summer's vote? Because she says Splash is the old Shape of Water movie, which won an Oscar. So Summer is also Splash.
But you didn't count votes twice now, did you?
No, I don't think
all right,
so.
Did you count our votes?
Mine is Splash.
Harley's Splash and me Never Ending Story.
So where are we at? Where are we at? Say
Splash
it.
Wins, people.
By more than...
No, it was 8-6. Five.
No, that was 5. That's a pretty good...
I don't like this game!
I understand that some of you will no longer be my friend. Just
Bull shirt!
Sleep on it, go watch Splash again and Never Ending Story again and come back and tell me I was right.
This sucks.
Splash on Disney
Never, and I want a Never Ending Story to ride its way to
Justine
victory.
Justine says Splash holds up. I'll watch it right now. Okay, moving on. Okay, so it's Karate Kid versus This is Spinal Tap. How many freaking movies came out in 1984?
Oh my God.
None came out this year, last year, 2020.
No, this is like a major blockbuster every other week.
So I've got to admit, I still haven't gone and seen This is Spinal Tap
so
all the way
good.
Through. I've
so
tried good. And I maybe should sit and really give it a chance.
Oh, it's so
my
good.
Vote is Karate Kid by far.
This amp goes up to 11.
But are you going to pick it over Karate Kid?
Not over Karate Kid.
I don't think our audience is going to pick that over Karate Kid. But
remember, audience, you want to put in like, say, Dune. I tried getting Dune in. She would not
let
go of some of these
you
movies.
You can put in a movie instead of Spinal Tap that's in our other list.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to pick it over Karate Kid. And
no,
I don't know if there's
no one's
going to pick over Karate Kid. Our list is complete. Look, here it is. It's just Karate Kid, Karate Kid, Karate Kid, Karate Kid, Karate Kid, Spinal Tap was bad. Karate Kid tried Spinal Tap the other day and made it 5 minutes. Yeah, Kate, I agree. I don't get it. Stella Melcher, Karate Kid, and Lauren, Karate Kid.
Spinal Tap is
a different podcast, not as nerdy of an audience, might have picked Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
Karate Kid, put it in. Let's move on. How many more we have? Two more. Two more fights? Okay. Mm-hmm. The Last Starfighter, a Brian McKee, John Curtis favorite.
You know our votes.
Police Academy.
Oh, Police Academy is so good too, though.
I did try to watch Police Academy recently. It's still fun, but I didn't get through the whole thing. I did watch Starfighter recently, and I loved it still. So I'm gonna have to vote Last Starfighter.
Youth vote.
Never seen either.
There is a Last Starfighter, a new version coming out. I don't know if it's a reboot or a sequel.
No, it's going to be it's going to incorporate the history sequel. Yeah.
So you have to watch the first one.
Would the youth like watching The Last Starfighter again? I don't think so. Would they like watching Police Academy?
I don't think so. Even though, Harley, have you heard there's like a cop in it that makes all these noises with his mouth and he can like make you think. You're such an 80s person. I'm surprised you don't know that part of the Police Academy.
I've seen it in Spaceballs.
All right.
Like I say, I've raised her right somehow.
Let's see what the vote's coming in. I think I have to take account on this.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
really quick. Augie says, this is Spinal Tap is great, but KK. Okay, here we go. Police Academy. Police Academy.
Whoa.
Police Academy.
Whoa.
Last Starfighter by a landslide. I knew Brian was going to say that one. Police Academy.
What?
Last Starfighter. Police Academy.
Oh no.
You put our Last Starfighters?
Two Last Starfighters. We lost. Ooh,
we lost by one vote. Is there any other votes out there? Summer says, thanks for giving the producer a mic, y'all. She likes hearing him. And Kate says, to be fair, I've only seen moments of Police Academy. Oof.
Oh, I'm so depressed.
That hurts.
1984 Nerd Dome. Why, God?
What's next?
Hey, no.
Oh,
I
no.
I told you.
Podcast audience. This one hurts. Podcast audience.
So we got Gremlins versus Ghostbusters. I told you there'd be some terrible casualties in this Nerd Dome.
I want to cry so bad right now. I'm actually tearing up.
I know.
I know who I have to pick.
Justine. Oh my God. Oh, Kate Carson. Why?
I have to. Here's the thing. Before we start counting their votes, I just want to say, Gremlins, I love you so much. I think Gizmo, and as you know, I have Gizmo behind me.
Yeah.
Gizmo is one of my favorite creatures ever.
Yeah.
And I love Gizmo so much. Wait. But
you're picking Ghostbusters?
Hell yeah.
I love Ghostbusters so much.
It's got to be Ghostbusters.
I love everything about it.
I was going to consider quitting after this was tallied, but we're good.
The nerd dumb is tearing down relationships
Harley
everywhere.
Harley loves Ghostbusters. Harley used to watch it so much that she could quote the whole movie.
Still can.
Why are
and
you
and
vying?
It was when she was younger, much younger, too.
Why are you vying for Gremlins, then?
I'm not. Oh, I'm surprised she didn't.
She thought I was going to vote Gremlins. I love Gremlins, but I don't watch Gremlins that much. I watch Ghostbusters once a year. I love all the franchise that's come from Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Jay. Ready to get into it? Let's get into
this.
This
is completely unfair. WTF.
Here we go.
Okay.
Hey, Augie says, I'm not even taking part in this.
No vote?
Woo! Ooh, this one is hard. Okay, here we go.
Hurts. Okay.
Ghostbusters, Gremlins, Kate, why? Justine, oh my God. McKee, shut up, Jason. Levi, Ghostbusters, not even a battle. Augie's not taking part in this. It just jumped on me, sorry. Estella, Ghostbusters. Lauren, too hard, can't count on either side. Justine, Ghostbusters. Kate, Ghostbusters against any movie today. Whoa, you see where her allegiance are lying. Jay, this is clearly unfair. Jason, Gremlins is just slimy Muppets. Lame. Oh, he's not voting for them. Okay. Jay, Ghostbusters.
With ours, it is definitely Ghostbusters.
Summer, Andy's with you, Jen, but he doesn't get a vote.
as her husband.
Does get a vote though.
And Jason, nobody can quote one quote from Gremlins, Ghostbusters all the way. And Lauren says, finally she caves in. Okay, count Ghostbusters. Augie caves in. Ghostbusters, fine. Kate is Ghostbusters. Wow, that is a Ghostbusters landslide. We can see where this whole nerddom might be going today.
I know. There's tough matchups still ahead.
Unfortunately, we don't have fun videos for you moving forward because we didn't know where this would go. So tell us, John Curtis, what's our first pairing?
Second round, we have Terminator versus Revenge of the Nerds. The OG Terminator. Bum, bum, the first bum. The first one versus...
I have to go Terminator.
Terminator.
You want to start just doing vote tallies as everybody talks about it?
Okay.
I don't think Harley cares about this matchup here.
I do.
You do?
You do.
Revenge of the Nerds all the way. I can watch the movie 1,000 times. Yeah,
2 for Terminator, 1 for Revenge of the Nerds.
Here we go, guys. Here we come.
Bring them in.
Summer's got nerds. What do I mean? She got nerds!
Nerds!
Levi has Terminator. Bump, 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 bump. Lauren has Terminator. Estella has Terminator. Kate has Terminator. Bump, 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 bump. I think we see who's winning this one. Brian has Revenge of the Nerds. Justine has Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh, crap. Come back.
Jay has Terminator.
Oh, there we go. Sealed.
Give it a couple sec. Oh, that's, we're pretty much all the votes, huh?
Well, I mean, we
seven
got
to two.
7-4 so far.
Summer says, I'll watch it with you, Harley. And Jay says Terminator.
Wait, Red Dawn was in 1984. Did you not read me Red Dawn when we were looking at 1984 movies?
First of all, let's say, who said the quote? Jason Smith says, wait, Red Dawn didn't make the dome or the honorable mentions? Unfair.
Wait, Red Dawn is a good-ass movie.
I don't know what Red Dawn is. So
Wolverines! What?
So it had never, ever made the list.
What?
Would you have put Red Dawn over?
Yes.
Which one?
Over Stupid Splash, which beat Never-Ending Story.
Turn around.
I just want
to. You get to watch Splash. Revenge of the Nerds, one more.
Oh, really? Okay.
Did you get Jay's Terminator, though?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
7-5.
All right, Terminator's
advancing. By a nose.
All right, next up, match off in the brackets is Temple of Doom versus Beverly Hills Cop. One superhero sort of action hero versus one superhero action hero.
I fought so hard for Temple of Doom last time, but this is the Nerd Dome. I quickly cast it aside in favor of Beverly Hills Cop.
I feel like I would pick Indiana Jones just because of Indiana Jones himself. Huh. Although I might like Beverly Hills Cop, the movie, more. So I'm really having a hard, I guess I have to go movie though, right?
What stuck with me from the last round is it's the worst of the three movies.
And I would watch Beverly Hills Cop today. I don't think I'd watch the indie movie today. So I'm going to pick Beverly Hills Cop.
All right.
And you're picking Beverly Hills Cop?
I am.
Harley, do you have a vote on this one?
Beverly Hills Cop.
All right.
For Beverly Hills Cop.
They're coming in. Here we go.
Temple of Doom. Okay.
Levi, Beverly.
Okay.
Estella, Temple.
Ooh.
Augie, Indy.
Okay.
Justine, Beverly.
Okay.
Jay, Beverly. Lauren, the worst indie. Have to choose Beverly Hills Cop, even though I'm not a fave. Wow, you guys really hate that indie movie.
We don't hate it. It's better not, than it's Kingdom of the worse, Crystal Skull.
I was gonna say, it's not worse than Crystal Skull.
Oof. Exactly.
Kate says, damn, I like both. Temple is dumb but fun. I vote both. You know the rules, Kate.
Mm-hmm.
The rules fairy is going to show up in your sleep and give you nightmares. You better pick one right now. You're a director. Make a decision.
Oh!
Just calling her out. I just know how hard it is to pick when you have two favorites. That Gremlins one broke my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Who's winning right now?
We got 7-2. It's not looking good for Temple of
Doom. Hills Cop then. Moving on.
All right.
Okay.
Oh gosh,
this next one hurts. Like, seriously, like the deep in my loins. Do girls have loins?
I think you do.
I feel it in my loins.
Guys have tits.
What is the matchup, John?
It is Splash versus Karate Kid.
This, I know what you nerds are going to pick.
Cobra Kai got us running strong right now.
Let me just remind you of a few things. We're not talking about Cobra Kai, the great series. It's amazing.
Hey.
We love. We're talking. No. I get to speak. We're talking about the original Karate Kid movie. Now let's talk about movie versus movie.
Okay.
Splash has better acting across the board.
Incorrect.
Splash has a more, well, I will say Splash has a story I actually like more, but Karate Kid does have a story that moves me more. So,
Without the original Karate Kid movie, you would not have Eagle Fang Karate.
I know, and I love Cobra Kai.
You can't count that, though.
I know, but Karate Kid's a better movie.
I literally feel dizzy right now.
Everything's, yeah, you gotta.
All the blood left my head and went to my loins.
Look, best thing about Splash, Daryl Hannah biting into a lobster. Karate Kid, amazing all the way through.
That's not the.
Hey, I'm gonna let you drive. It's the 80s.
Wow. Wow. Okay, audience, here we go. All right, wait, wait, let's count. Let's take the votes. Right, here we go. Hold on.
Karate Kid and Splash.
Oh, really quick. Jason says no honorable mention on Top Secret either.
So. Top Secret? How?
I don't know what that is.
We're watching that.
Top Secret.
We need to watch it. It's with Val Kilmer, and it's a funny. It's a funny spy movie.
You lost me with Val Kilmer.
Guys, help me out.
You guys tried to get me to watch Genius, or what was it called? Geniuses, or
I can't believe we didn't include Red Dawn and Top Secret.
What was the Val Kilmer movie you tried to get me to watch? Geniuses or something like that. The nerds tried to get me to watch it really early on, like last or when we first started our show.
I can't remember.
I don't know. It was not.
Maybe
good.
It was Top Secret.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Okay.
Bum, bum, bum. Jason, Karate Kid. Justine, Splash. Ooh. Augie, Karate Kid, easy AF. Kate, Splash, exclamation point.
Ooh.
Summer, ouch, Splash. Stella, Karate Kid.
Thank God.
Brian, Karate Kid for me. Thank and my God. Wife is jumping on this.
Yes, okay, she counts. We want more listeners, more viewers. She counts.
Splash from Levi.
Wow.
Lauren, Splash.
Holy
and
crap.
And she says it's not fair to bring up Cobra Kai. I agree. And Augie, better acting, but Karate Kid was wax on, wax off. So Karate Kid,
wait,
I think.
Did he already vote though?
Augie voted Karate Kid. Yes. Okay. Yes.
See how fair I am? I need that extra vote too.
Jay says Jurassic Park. But seriously, Karate Kid. Real Genius is one of the ones Jen's thinking of. Yes, Jason, you guys tried to get me to watch that and I just couldn't get into that. Lawrence says Top Secret is good. It's like Naked Gun, Jen. I don't really like Naked Gun. Ha! But, that's why I don't like
it's
it.
It's a different movie.
I don't
okay?
like
it's
that kind of humor. But, I think it's dumb.
It's so good. Interested.
Kate says my dog votes Splash too.
Nope.
You said
if that
more
paw,
listeners.
If that paw cannot press subscribe, out.
Kate, hurry up and make an account for your dog right now.
Nope. What are you voting?
I think I voted Karate Kid.
Okay. I'm voting Karate Kid.
If I vote Splash, it's a tie. What happens in a tie? The youth vote.
Karate Kid is garbage. Splash all the way.
All right. Youth vote doesn't get any more votes.
I hope it's the one that matters, though, because it shows that it's timeless.
That is true.
What was the last time you saw Karate Kid?
Like a month ago.
The whole movie, yes. OG, 1984.
Yes, and I fell asleep multiple times.
I'm seriously dizzy. I don't like this. I can't.
You're too late. You locked in your vote.
I did. I literally would vote either of them in any other category, but I'm gonna go Karate Kid.
7-6, Karate Kid. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Moving on.
All right.
Next up, we have an easy one. This is why I already know who's gonna win this next bracket. So let's do it. It's Police Academy versus Ghostbusters.
Guys, let's throw in a different movie for Police Academy to give it some competition.
No, we've already gone this far. Ghostbusters is going forward. Does anybody
vote for Police Academy?
Does anybody disagree that Ghostbusters is beating Police Academy? I mean, really? I think Harley will shut our whole show down and end it if you guys vote Police Academy over Ghostbusters.
No, but I honestly would respect the Police Academy votes if they rolled in. I mean, certain value to
Kate our
listeners.
Kate asked if I betrayed them on Splash vs. Karate Kid. I didn't know what to pick. I don't know. It hurts.
Wax on, wax off.
It doesn't matter because I think that this next pairing is going to beat it anyway. Pairing is going to be tough. Ghostbusters is across the board. We have one Police Academy from Nerd Brian.
Right.
But Ghostbusters is, let's move it on.
Okay.
Because we have.
All right, guys, down to semifinals. This is it. We have Terminator versus Beverly Hill Cop.
Terminator. Put my vote for Terminator, please. I don't know if Harley, you're weighing in on this one. I think these are the movies you don't care about so much.
I love Beverly Hills Cop. What are you talking about?
Sorry. The 80s movies. She's all about that, man. All right. One for that. Oh, please. Terminator.
I love Terminator 2.
Have you been asking for more Beverly Hills Cops or you ask for more Terminators? Which one would you ask for?
If I knew that there could be a successful Beverly Hills Cop, I would watch it.
Anyway,
okay,
guys.
Look. To talk about what you just brought up.
People are agreeing with you. This could be one of those surprise upsets that I would
I want Beverly Hills Cop. I don't know why.
Okay.
This is the nerd dome.
Here we go.
Okay, go for it.
Here we go. Where are we at?
We're at
Terminator versus Beverly Hills Cop. Here we go. Beverly Hills Cop.
Okay.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Okay.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Okay.
Terminator.
Okay.
Terminator.
Okay.
Lauren Terminator. Jen introduced me to it. Really? Oh. Estella Terminator.
Holy crap.
Kate says, this is the worst. Beverly Hills Cop ? Levi, this one is tough, but it's gonna be Terminator. Faye, Miss, welcome to the party. Beverly Hills Cop and Justine, Beverly Hills Cop.
It was close, much closer than I thought. 8-6.
I'm actually really surprised, nerds. You have surprised me. But here is the one. This is the one
that will break your soul.
I can't believe we're going out into the world with this ridiculous pairing anyway.
Oh, I hate it so much, God. Karate Kid versus Ghostbusters.
I'm Ghostbusters without a doubt. While you guys decide what you're going to pick, I can't believe we're going out into the world with Beverly Hills Cop versus Karate Kid or Ghostbusters. Like, I feel like going out into the world, letting the world vote should have been Karate Kid versus Ghostbusters.
I know.
The random pairing is stupid and I hate it.
But
and
this
I want
is the nerddom. I know. What are you going to do?
I know.
We wouldn't have the great first round matchups and upsets.
Mark me down for Ghostbusters.
All right.
I don't know where this is going to lead with our nerds.
Any votes here? Oh, you're Ghostbusters for sure. I can't.
All right.
I can't give up Karate Kid. I got to go Karate Kid.
Okay. I can't believe you're putting Ralph Macchio over Bill Murray, but whatever.
It's tough. Really is tough.
Bill Murray, when you come on our show, he's not going to be here.
I will be here.
No, I'm going to tell you how he liked Ralph Macchio more than you.
To kiss your zombie face.
Harold Ramis is scowling in his grave.
All right, here we go, guys. Here we go. Brian, Karate Kid. Jay, Ghostbusters. Ooh. Levi, Ghostbusters. Ooh. Justine, Ghostbusters.
Oh, not looking good.
Faye, Karate Kid.
Ooh.
Summer, Ghostbusters.
Ah.
Kate, Ghostbusters. Ah. Obbs. Lauren, Ghostbusters. Ah. Not even a thought. Jason, Ghostbusters. Augie, ugh, Ghostbusters. I'm going back to sleep. Does that mean he's not voting Ghostbusters?
He is. He just did.
No, did he?
It's it sounds a freaking like landslide, man. I thought Karate Kid would show up better than that.
Brian says, someone take away Jason's keyboard. Kate says, I predict Ghostbusters wins it all because it's the best objectively. And Jason says, I love them both, but I got to go with the better movie quotes on this one. Brian, which I think is, he votes Ghostbusters. Is
that your mama?
Estella caught a kid. And Jay, can we all agree Ghostbusters is going to sweep, right? So this is what I kind of hate about this pairing up is because I do agree. I do think it's going to go out in the world and Ghostbusters is going to slay Beverly Hills Cop.
It is.
So I wonder, here's what I wonder. And let's let the nerds take a vote. Let's take a vote. Nerd, since it was such a big fight over, was it Karate Kid Ghostbusters probably our biggest fight, right? I wonder, do we let that be the one that goes out into the world?
But Ghostbusters won 10-4.
Yeah,
that's
but
it's not much of a fight.
But Karate Kid slayed everything else like nothing. I don't know. I just feel like if we're gonna go out into the world and we're gonna let the entire internet vote a movie. I think it's like thanks, Alexa. Alexa, shut up. I knew it was gonna happen. I gave her a really bad time to remind us of something.
Alexa, stop.
Alexa, what time is it?
Babe!
I just wanted to make everyone's at home.
Okay, we have to get into nerd news. So let's make a decision here. Do we just go out into the world Beverly Hills Cop Ghostbusters because that's how the brackets came down?
Yeah.
Or do we go out in the world with Karate Kid Ghostbusters?
What's everyone saying?
What do you guys say? Brian says, screw it, I'm taking a Percocet. I know. I'm seriously this has been a really rough nerd dome. I think this has been our hardest nerd dome.
It really has. I had no idea 1984 had so many good movies. It's
Kate says,
insane.
Don't you do this to me, Jen. I'm not sure which part because there's been a lot of things I've had. I guess let's just put out Beverly Hills Cop and Ghostbusters and that's what everybody will vote on this week and maybe we'll...
Nah, let's do Karate Kid. But then we isn't that messing with the integrity of the nerd
dome? It is. That's why I'm just saying... Jason says, FYI, Beverly Hills Cop and Ghostbusters were the top two highest grossing movies of 84. Right. Huh. That's kind of an interesting.
That's interesting, Jason, that got paired up. That's really interesting.
I really like
and
that.
And now I'm more comfortable leaving it that way.
I agree.
Okay.
I'm also interesting that I love it. I love the nerd dome. I hate it, but I love it.
I love our nerds for coming at us with hard facts like that.
All right, baby. Your favorite time of the day. Let Harley close this out.
All right, what you got?
Oh, I don't even know if none of this even matters anymore after that nerd dome. Just need to go in and take a nap.
I know.
I've got news that basically Disney is pushing back a bunch of movies again, and Black Widow is expected to delay again.
A Black Widow again? Yeah. They pushed that. That must be really good.
We may not be seeing movies till 2022.
It must be really, really good.
You think?
Yeah. Why wouldn't, if it, they didn't think it was that great, they
stop hitting the table, babe.
If it wasn't that great, they would have just given it to us by now and be like, all right, let's make whatever we can off of it because of the, you know, MCU hype.
I guess. But I do have other, I have a rumor that's about WandaVision.
Oh, I'm not caught up.
Huh?
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I wanted to say this rumor because I think it's something that could get Harley to want to watch WandaVision. We didn't even talk about WandaVision, did we? We missed it. Okay, let's talk about that right now because I have a rumor that Evan Peters may be returning as Quicksilver for WandaVision.
I'm in.
Who's Evan Peters?
Oh my gosh.
Who is Evan Peters?
Oh my gosh, babe.
No, seriously.
Go sit in the corner.
Is he some?
Can I take his spot?
A magnet.
Please look up Evan Peters right now and Quicksilver. Wasn't he? He was Quicksilver in the X-Men movies. So I thought it was really interesting they were picking him instead of the Quicksilver who was in the Marvel movies.
Yeah,
I like it though because Evan Peters is way more famous, so that's probably why.
But
he's already a character.
I think it's only because they couldn't get Aaron Taylor Johnson, who played her brother in the Marvel movies.
Oh, he gotten famous too? I don't know who he is.
You don't know who Aaron Taylor Johnson is? Oh my god!
Because I gotta go sit in the corner now. But Evan Peters, you gotta know, he's in like every single Ryan Murphy show ever. He's he's Quicksilver in X-Men. Lauren says, so glad you said it. I heard that rumor too. There's a lot of rumors about things that I'm not going to talk about on Wanda, about who each character is in the bigger universe. Because John doesn't want to know, which I
don't want to know.
I respect that.
You
very
created
much.
This monster. Hey, no
I respect
spoiler
it,
monster.
So I'm down with it. But what did you guys think of WandaVision episode 3?
We have not seen it.
We just watched it last night. That's how good it was. Wait. That's how quote unquote good it
That's
was.
Right.
He doesn't even remember it's, it.
It was not good.
I won't give spoilers because you haven't seen it, but I will say that I'm almost uncomfortable watching it because it's so not good.
It's such a slow burn. They need to give us more.
It gets really interesting at one point, but it's the end of the show.
Which has happened every single episode. Yeah. Come on now.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a little fun news. Okay. The streets of LA has someone riding around as the masked Mandalorian with Grogu.
What?
Uh-huh.
Okay, why didn't you send me this earlier so we could show a video of this, please?
Well, there's no... fail.
Fail.
Anyway, that's just a little bit of fun.
Okay, but that's not even that.
Give.
That's like just some weirdo in Hollywood. Everybody has weirdos in Hollywood. What makes it special?
Well, this
is
our weirdo.
Moving? Is he... is it realistic? Is it a great costume? Why are you telling us this?
There's no reason.
Okay, great.
Okay. Go ahead.
I don't have any more film and TV news this week.
I have a, it's kind of a spoiler about who's, you know what? Never mind. I'm not going to say that. I was going to talk about The Muppet Show being on Disney Plus, but you spoiled that.
Kate says she's digging WandaVision. It's so creative. It is creative.
It's different. That's for sure. Yeah.
But she says, but it does need more tidbits more frequently. I agree. Because every time we get a little Easter egg, I'm in. And then we have more, a lot of time of just regular, like old sitcom-y type stuff, which. I don't even watch those old shows, so I don't want to watch a new old show. But I thought it was I can't say something because you guys might be caught up. I'll wait till next week to talk about what I thought was interesting. I don't have any other nerd news.
I can't say the nerd news that I want to say because it's about a casting in The Mandalorian?
I've probably seen it. I'm so over the stupid casting celebrities in The Mandalorian. Well, crap. It's... just say it.
All right. It's casting spoiler for Mandalorian. So they cast, what's his name?
It's a, so much of a spoiler, he doesn't even know what his name is.
Lars Mikkelsen is going to play Grand Admiral Thrawn.
I don't know who that is either.
The reason that this is significant is that he played the voice in the animated Thrawn that was on Star Wars Rebels.
They're doing a lot of crossover with that, which I think is cool.
It's amazing.
I think it's really cool that, Disney is not overlooking their very popular voiceover artist to play on-screen talent.
Yeah.
That's not something people ever do in this biz, so I think that's very cool. So kudos to you, Disney.
If they bring in Ahsoka, I'll watch The Mandalorian.
They did.
They did.
And she's bad ES.
Oh, it's so cool. That episode's great.
And the thing is, to really appreciate it, though, you have to watch all of them, but I think you would still like it even if you watched just the Ahsoka episode.
Do you like Rosario Dawson?
I love Rosario Dawson.
She plays her.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I would have pictured her to be like younger, like a teenager.
Well, in the Clone Wars, she is a teenager.
Yeah.
And but in the Rebels, she's a little older. But at this point, 5 years after Return of the Jedi, she's Rosario Dawson.
I'm positive that she's going to get her own show because it was so good.
It's already confirmed.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. I'll watch it.
And it is good stuff. Okay, well then, my mom is playing Resident Fact Checker for us, except it's not letting me click it from here, but you guys probably can on the internet. There's a article with the Mandalorian skateboarding Yoda thingy. So I can actually look at it. He didn't come prepared.
Thank you, nerds.
Kay says, I think she's talking about the Ahsoka episode. It was the sickest episode of the season.
It was until the season finale.
Which he's watched so many times, and I'm over talking about it. So, yeah, you guys are awesome. This was not, I would say this is a fun show, but it wasn't.
It was nerve-wracking.
Heart-wrenching, painful show, but you guys made it fun. And
hold me.
And we're going to go take naps. Now, actually, we bought an inflatable hot tub. It's the best purchase we've ever made. I can't wait to set it up today. We're going to need that inflatable hot tub now.
We're going to need it because it's freaking cold and I'm starving.
Bye, nerds.
See you, nerds.
You've been listening to Two Nerds in a Garage podcast. If you're having fun nerding out with us, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Rate and review as it really helps others find the show, which helps us. We're also on all of your other favorite podcast apps, as well as on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
This show is supported by our listeners just like you. Please visit twonerdsinagarage.com to find all the ways you can help keep supporting us, including our merch shop and direct donations through PayPal. Thank you again for being on this hero's journey with us.